as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome into the Power Play Podcast Weekly Preview. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony the Backup. We are here to preview the upcoming what are you laughing at?
The weekly preview.
What do you want to call it?
Weekly preview of what?
Of the show. I guess it is a weekly preview of what? You want to just delete this, or you want to keep rolling here?
Well, we can keep rolling.
Okay, people will understand this. Buddy.
Yeah, they've come to expect this.
What are we going to call this?
Probably should have thought of that before you hit record.
For sure. So for those listening at home wondering, whoa, what is happening right now? We're getting two Power Play Podcast Eppies in 1 week. What this is
a little bonus
for the fans listening at home. As of right now, this is a free episode to everybody. It is free to hear. If you enjoy it, it will eventually become a part of our Patreon page, along with a bunch of other bonus features that you can go on and you can support the show. We are a self-promoting podcast. We don't get paid for any of this, so your support means the world to us. This episode here is for the weekly what are you looking at me like
you're
that
taking
for?
Forever. This is supposed to be a quick content.
Boom, 15 minutes.
And we've been on the air for about 5 minutes.
No, we haven't.
You haven't mentioned hockey once.
Okay, well, what are we talking about, Anthony? What are we talking about here?
We are here, Vincent.
That is
people
me.
Listening at home. We are here to preview the first games, the opening night through Saturday.
Yes, the first week the opening week.
We're going to hit the big games that we think are going to be important for playoff implications later down the road. Players we want to see, rookies, new faces, new places.
We're letting you know what you need to be on the lookout for in this upcoming week of hockey here. And we're kicking it off with October 2nd. First puck drop is at 7 o'clock featuring the Maple Leafs and the Senators. That's going to be a big game for the Canadian viewers. But the first game I really want to talk about is the battle of the two previous Stanley Cup winners, the Washington Capitals and the St. Louis Blues. Puck drop at 8 o'clock on NBCSN. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to, Anthony. We get to see Vlad Tarasenko against Alexander the Great. It's going to be a great show, great game. What are you looking forward to most in that game?
Most, of course, I'm a goalie guy. I'm looking to see how Binnington does. After the unbelievable rookie year he had, I'm going to see how he's going to follow that up. Because we've seen many times goalies, rookie or not, Nikolai Habibulin, Corey Crawford, Niemi when he won it with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
J.S. Jaguar. The list goes on of goalies who've had great Matt Murray. Goalies who've had great Stanley Cup runs, and then the next season, you don't see them performing up to those standards. They have a lot of down games. Sometimes they end up splitting time with other goalies.
And I think Matt Murray is a great goalie to bring up when talking about this, because Matt Murray was in a similar situation where he came in relief for a struggling goal.
Struggling team.
Yeah, the struggling team.
Was having issues, not so much Flurry, but he was a huge boost.
And so Matt Murray comes in, wins the cup, and then the next season he started to struggle. So it'll definitely be interesting to see if Jordan Binnington can keep it rolling here as a starter, though he's went through camp and preseason as a starter. We'll see how it works out. On the Washington side, though, they're a team that got bounced early. The Carolina Hurricanes took them out pretty early in the playoffs last year. How do they bounce back here? First game, they're on the road. It's the banner night for the St. Louis Blues. How are they going to be able to handle trying to play spoiler for the St. Louis Blues? It's going to be interesting to see. Another game, this is probably the most important game of the week, in my opinion. And it's the San Jose Sharks visiting the Vegas Golden Knights for the first time since the controversial series.
The five power play goals.
The five power play goals is in Vegas. It is in Vegas, so it's going to be a raucous crowd in Vegas. And I'm so excited to see this. What are you looking forward to most for Vegas and San Jose at 10:30 on NBCSN?
Well, I'm looking forward to how San Jose is going to move forward without Pavelski. I think that team's window is closing as far as making it to the Stanley Cup. Jumbo Joe's another year older.
Even
Martin Jones is getting older.
His new setup.
I like it.
It's different.
We'll get into it more on the main pod.
Yeah.
But the new Premier 2s that have been coming out, I say new because the Premier 2s that are coming out now are flat face pads. The designs aren't popping out. They're not 3D graphics.
Yeah.
They're flat face opposed to the old P2s, which you could see every little stitch. Now it's only showing the actual what they have on the design of the pat, on the face of the pat.
It's a nice change from Martin Jones.
That's a little side note.
You can check out Anthony Milani's setup of the week on our regular show.
We're going to be recording that up here in a little bit.
Yeah, of course. The Sharks and the Golden Knights, you talk about the Sharks losing Joe Pavelski. They named Logan Couture as the new captain of the team, a younger guy trying to move into a new direction with this team. On the Vegas side here, everyone, we talked about this on our Pacific show last week about Vegas. When will they see their decline? And I think this is a big game for them to make sure that if they start off slow, then you're going to really start thinking, hey, whoa, maybe this is the year that Vegas is hitting the decline. I know it's obviously one game and it's an 82-game season, but if they start off slow against San Jose, that question is definitely going to come up. And I'm interested to see how Vegas – and honestly, you're interested to see how Vegas responds to what happened last season, but I'm interested to see how San Jose responds to it, because all of the controversy surrounding that series, and they're going to be in Vegas, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in that game. So Washington and St. Louis at 8 o'clock, and then following that up is the Sharks and Golden Knights on opening night. That is opening night, Wednesday, October 2nd. We move on to the next day here, and this is where two Florida teams battle on Thursday, October 3rd. We see the Tampa Bay Lightning playing host to the Florida Panthers. The Panthers were hot in the offseason with all the signings, bringing in
they
Bob.
They made a lot of huge moves, most notably Bob, signed him for a huge contract. And I've heard so many good things out of camp about Bob. Players like Keith Yandle are talking about how hard of a worker he is. I've watched a lot of his warm-up videos, his practice videos, just him doing drills all by himself. Man, he looks sharp.
He looks ready to go.
He looks robotic out there, which is what you want to see in a goalie these days. A lot of the younger goalies are bringing that. There's so much – we talk about parity between teams. There's so much parity between goaltenders nowadays. Every goaltender is more or less on the same training path, whereas before, in like the 90s, 80s, and before that, goalies all had wildly different styles.
Yeah.
Now there's the butterfly style – and all goalies are required to be very good with movements and extremely quick to be able to keep up today's game. And there's only one style of play that helps them with that. So there's a lot of parity between goaltenders. And Bob is looking like a young stud out there.
And not in a new setup.
And he's not a young stud.
He's not.
By the way, he's becoming a veteran in the league. I remember when he was backing up in Philly.
Yeah. He was
to Mr. Universe.
Yeah, to Mr. Universe. So on the other side, we got the Tampa Bay Lightning. We talk about responding to things, and there is no other team in the NHL
against the goalie that beat him in four.
They are playing against the goalie who swept them last season, who was basically
that huge third period save in game one against Cooch.
This is a
turned
team
the entire series.
This
around.
Is a team that probably has the most to prove this season.
Most to prove, and they have the most. They have the most talent,
and they have the most talent. So this is. I feel like this is a slightly easier test for, or a nice little warm up for Tampa. I don't think Florida's that great, but it's going to be a good test. It's going to be the Lightning are going to come out firing, and you can expect that after being
they're
swept.
They're going to come out absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, so,
absolutely buzzing.
And the crowd will be rocking as well.
Is the game in Tampa or
it is in Tampa?
Okay, wow, yeah, they're going to be out buzzing.
It's going to be a hot crowd in Tampa, so that's a game we're looking forward to. Now we move on to Friday here. We move on later on in
before
the week.
Before we get to Friday, do you want to touch up on the Bruins Stars game?
That's going to be a big game as well. Yep. The Bruins and Stars later on in the night at 8:30. That's going to be a great game. The Bruins travel to Dallas, a Dallas team who picked up Corey Perry, Joe Pavelski, and Boston. See if they can get the depth scoring in the first game.
They were a couple plays away from going to the cup, so it could happen.
It could. And so, or winning the cup, a couple plays from winning the cup.
That's what I meant.
You're good. So we move on here to Friday night, and Friday night isn't as popping. I don't believe there's a few games. We have Vegas and San Jose again.
Yeah, so whoever wins that first game, you know the loser of that first game is going to come out
and
buzzing.
This is San Jose's home opener now.
Yeah,
so Vegas opened it up on
two
Wednesday.
Two huge games for those teams at the beginning of the year.
It's crazy to see. It really is.
They're just getting the excitement rolling right away with those guys.
It's gonna be so much fun to see. And I mean those two games are probably gonna be the highlight of the week, because you know animosity is gonna be built up in game one, and then game two, it's going to be like, oh, let's go. Everyone's buzzing. San Jose will be rocking. Now we move on to Saturday, and we see another rematch in the Lightning and the Panthers, which we've already discussed that a little bit. Looking down the list, though, I think there's one game that jumps out in particular to me, and that's Washington and Carolina, the team that knocked out the Capitals in Carolina.
Seven games in overtime.
In a great series.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Capitals will be opening up. This is their home opener against the Canes. The boys are going to be buzzing. You look at other games on that night. You got Dallas and St. Louis. That's going to be a great game. The defending Stanley Cup champions against a team that's considered, I would consider Dallas a heavyweight in the West right now. So that'll be a huge game. What game to you jumps out to you the most?
I was just going to ask you that. There's 6 7 o'clock starts. Out of the 6 7 o'clock starts, you can only watch one game. Who are you going with?
If I could choose, other than the Ranger game, which I will definitely be watching the Ranger game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have the NHL.tv, so I'll be watching 4 games at once.
Oh,
so.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Ooh,
you can't say that. You know what?
This is our last show ever. First bonus show and last bonus show.
First and last bonus show. You know what? Out of the 7 o'clock games that I'm looking forward to most, It would honestly be Minnesota and Colorado. Oh, that's at 9 o'clock. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just out of the we'll get to those.
Out of the 7 o'clock games, yeah. The one I am looking forward to most, it might be the Battle of Canada. No. I'm sticking with what I said earlier. Washington and Carolina. I'm very, very interested to see how Carolina plays this season.
Yeah.
They have I'm not saying a solid as in a great goaltender in Peter Mrazek, but they know who their number one is now in Peter Mrazek.
They have a good tandem, too, because McElhinney's still on the team.
No, he's in Tampa. McElhinney's in Tampa.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Mrazek is the goalie.
Who's the backup for Mrazek?
I'd have to look that up. We're talking about the Canes today in our show, which you can check out on iTunes, all podcasting platforms.
We'll have to figure that
out. In our Metro
here.
Preview. You're on Carolina right there, buddy. Why don't you scroll down, skis? Carolina's backup goalie
Reimer is
James Optimus
so
Rhyme.
That could be a tandem.
It could be. But as of right now, Peter Mrazek is the number one guy. I'm very interested to see how he plays in that role. Heading over to Washington, a team that we've talked about. The key to this show is teams buzzing from what happened last year, whether they're playing fired up because of a loss or whether they're playing fired up because they had success. Yeah. This is a game where we're going to see Washington and Carolina face off. Battle for what happened last year.
Return of the Jerks.
Yes, Return of the Jerks. They're on the road. And now, Anthony, what about you? What are you looking forward to most in the later on games? We'll talk about the late games, the 9, 10 o'clock games.
The 9 and 10 o'clock games, I'm seeing this may not even be something that everyone else is looking for, but I'm really interested to see how the Coyotes are going to do this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's
They've
fair.
Been young and promising for the past two seasons. They just signed Clayton Keller to a new deal. They have Derek Stepan up there. If Ranta can stay healthy, I really think this is a playoff team. And playing against the big bad Bruins is a huge test for them.
And this is something that's interesting here that jumps out to me right away, though, is we talked about Boston earlier playing Dallas to open up the season, and they're on the road. And then they have to travel to Arizona. That's a lot of travel in the first two games of the season. You travel to Dallas, and then you travel to Arizona. It's a lot of miles put on the bodies there in 3 days, in a 3 day span. So
there's really no time for them to just kind of get their feet wet. They're jumping headfirst, diving headfirst into the deep end.
And we talk about our Rangers. The Rangers play two games, and then they have like a week off. They don't have, like, maybe not a full week, but they have like 5 days off between that time.
Yeah.
So, but a team like Boston having to travel that much, it's going to be really interesting to see how the bodies hold up. And
it'll take
I think,
a soak, going through a couple time zones.
And I think it'll be huge too, because we'll have to see the depth of Boston. You know, there's going to be some tired bodies. That is when you start to see your depth. So I like the fact that you did pick Boston and Arizona, because not only is it going to be exciting to see what Arizona has, but to see how Boston responds. So that's it, buddy. Those are the games that we are.
That was a cute little preview.
It was a cute little preview, a little 15 Minskis preview, you know? Like I said earlier on in the show, though, if you like it, this is a free episode. We may do one more free bonus episode to give you guys a little taste of what you guys can get on the Patreon. It's going to be at the Power Play Podcast on Patreon. We're going to have multiple tiers that you can sign up for, help support the guys. Don't forget to check out the latest episode of the show, the Power Play Podcast, on all podcasting platforms and on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. How do I end this?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play hockey.
It's time to play hockey.
We're here.
Let's
we
go,
made
buddy.
It. We made it. enjoy this week. Starting Wednesday, we have regular season hockey. Like I said, I'm going to have four games a night going. I'm super pumped. I hope everyone is too.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Enjoy the week.
Yep, absolutely. See
you. Okay,
ya.
Bye.